some people noting anecdotally advanced polls busy in their areas. Talked to some folks over the weekend saying they had to wait maybe an hour to vote in some cases. Other people went kind of zipped right in, zipped out, and got the job done. So advanced polls open until the 13th. And somebody here asking about applying to vote by mail, and you can vote by special ballot. It says here, Canadian electors have the option of voting by mail, but you must apply as soon as possible to allow for your special ballot voting kit to reach you. Deadline to apply to vote by mail in the current election. Elections Canada must receive your completed application by, if you're applying online from outside your riding, Tuesday, September the 14th. So that's this week, 6 o'clock. If you apply to a local Elections Canada office or online within your riding, Tuesday the 14th, same time. So anyway, that's the long way around of saying you got until Tuesday at 6 o'clock. If you want to apply to vote online, now you know. Otherwise, I would direct you to Elections Canada, elections.ca, if you've got more questions about how to and where to vote this week or next Monday. That will be the case. All right, here we go. It's 23 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. A number of the issues that have, of course, come up on the campaign, affordability being one that resonates with most Canadians. And you can see to some degree how each one of the parties has managed to address that. And in some cases, it's the cost of housing, cost of transportation, or many cases, it's just putting food on the table. The cost of the groceries, right? And all of that has a lot to do with supply chain and, you know, all of that technical logistics around getting the food from the farm to your table. But doing so requires, you know, that labor to manage all of that. And historically, we in this country have gone out and hired workers who are, you know, migrant workers who are not Canadian, from Mexico and the Caribbean, because we need that supplemented labor force to support the local labor force. Well, is there a concern that we're not going to have those workers moving forward? Ken Forth is the Foreign Agricultural Resources Management Services. Joins us this morning. How are you, Ken?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
I'm okay. This kind of thing, I think, and you'll know this better than anybody, really rides under the radar for most Canadians. But if this were to be interrupted, what would be the short-term impact?
Well, first of all, some of the people that are listening to you now probably came, you know, their relatives probably came over after the Second World War. And even after the First World War, those people worked on our farms. So they were new Canadians, but they worked on our farms to have the first job here. We've never had enough of a population in Canada to do all the jobs. We employ a lot of Canadians. There's probably 40 to 50,000 Canadians working agriculture in Ontario right now. But that's not enough. And we need the field workers to come in and do this. I would hate to see it interrupted because food production would go through the floor. Now, I don't think you would see a big difference at the grocery store right now because a lot of the stuff comes in from Mexico and all those kind of places. But should they ever have an issue down there, I'm not so sure that food would be a major issue. But food has never been a major issue because this country has never gone without.
So, okay, but you know, at some level, it's going to affect cost and quality.
Well, quality, I don't think is the issue. Cost is, but you have to recognize that the price that we receive on the farm, we don't set the price. In my lifetime, we haven't set the price on our farm for 100 years. We're told what we will receive by the retailers. We're told. We're told on the basis of, okay, I can bring that commodity in from Mexico. They pay $1 an hour down there, by the way. I can bring that into Toronto from Mexico, and this is the price. Match it, or you don't get the order. That's the way it works. The cost of production has not much to do with the cost that we receive for it. and if they don't meet in the middle someplace, the production just will start to fail.
So take me back to your concern then about the you know, bringing the workers in from Mexico, Caribbean, et cetera. Is there a legitimate threat here that has you worried that the governments will not continue this program?
I don't see how they can't continue it. This program's been in place for 54 years. I've personally been on the program for 52. Now, there's no way that our farms, the fruit and vegetable industry at least, and other parts of the industry can function without these workers. We just need those people. There's nobody else here. Like, going one step further, if you talk to anybody in any other industry, I don't care if it's the restaurant business, the service industry, the construction industry, nobody's got enough people. It seems like this pandemic especially has made people retire. A lot of people that were working have just said, well, that's enough, I'm leaving the workplace. And it seems like there's nobody. Nobody can hire anybody. Some of the stores have trouble hiring people to unload trucks, for gosh sakes. I mean, so if we don't have these workers, the production won't be there in the field. That's just the way it'll be. And that would be a sad thing. But I don't think that's going to happen, because there's other ramifications other than me or this industry. The ramifications are these workers, contrary to what you hear, are well treated. They make 10 to 20 times what they can make at home. And they come here because it gets in them. They come here for 6 months and they like doing it. I've got guys on my farm been here 30 years because they like doing it. They like coming here for 6 months and then going home for 6 months. And they've educated their children at the university level because of the job that they do here. It's really important. It's really important. And that's the other side of this that people have to look at. They've got better homes. They've got little businesses down there. And the education of the children is paramount. There's lots of people on this program who have kids at university level. There's one guy who actually has two kids. One's a doctor, one's a lawyer in Jamaica. Not on my farm, but in the program. It is a big deal. It is a really big deal. And it would be catastrophic for them if this didn't happen. If we didn't bring in those 25,000 workers into Ontario every year, it would be catastrophic in those nations because they wouldn't have anything they could supplement that kind of income with.
Well, we'll watch the story and this develop with interest, and we might bug you again to get an update. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, it's just an important program, and it has not become a political football, which is a good thing because it's just so darn necessary for everybody, consumers and farmers and workers alike.
Ken Forth is the Foreign Agricultural Resources Management Services. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.